Judges chapter 15. But it came to pass within a while later, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid. Goat. And he said, I will go into my wife into the chamber. But her father would not allow him to go in. And her father said, I truly thought that you had completely hated her, therefore I gave her to your companion, is not her younger sister fairer than she? I ask you to take her instead. And Samson said concerning them, Now I shall be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes, and took firebrands, and tied them tail to tail, and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines, and burnt up both the shocks, and also the standing corn, with the vineyards and olives. Then the Philistines said, Who has done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he had taken his wife, and given her to his companion. And the Philistines came up, and burnt her and her father with fire. And Samson said to them, Though you have done this, yet I will be avenged of you, and after that I will cease. And he struck them hip and thigh with a great slaughter, and he went down and lived in the top of the rock Etam. Then the Philistines went up, and encamped in Judah, and spread themselves in Lehi. And the men of Judah said, Why have you come up against us? And they answered, We have come up to bind Samson, to do to him as he has done to us. Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock Etam, and said to Samson, Do you not know that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that you have done to us? And he said to them, As they did to me, so have I done to them. And they said to him, We have come down to bind you, that we may deliver you into the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said to them, Swear to me, that you will not fall upon me yourselves. And they spoke to him, saying, No. But we will bind you fast, and deliver you into their hand, but surely we will not kill you. And they bound him with two new cords, and brought him up from the rock. And when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of a donkey, and put forth his hand, and took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. And Samson said, With the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of a donkey I have killed 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand, and called that place Ramathlehi, lifting up of the jawbone. And he was very thirsty, and called on the Lord Jehovah, and said, You have given this great deliverance into the hand of your servant, and now I shall die for thirst, and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised. But God split a hollow place that was in the jaw, and water came out, and when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived, therefore he called its name in Hakor. The well of him who cried, which is in Lehi to this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years.